All week, we've been bringing you stories from Indonesia, and on this Friday afternoon, we have one final piece for you. We didn't set out to find it. My producer and I stumbled across it, a scene so curious that he insisted we get off our bicycles and start recording. So here's what producer Matt Ozug and I found in Central Java.
It's late on a Saturday morning, and a dozen men are hanging out in a scraggly playing field. These guys definitely aren't chatty, but they let us hang out and watch them train. And that's how we got to know the Lapani Trail Pigeon Racer Club. We're here on a training day and slowly begin to make sense of this sport. First, to race, you've got to have a pair of birds. Pigeons, it turns out, mate for life.
Husband-wife.
The male is the racer, but the female bird, she's like the bait. Males get piled into a cage and taken by motorbike to the release spot about 2 miles away. Then word comes back over the walkie-talkie that the first pair of birds is away. Two men are watching the sky, waiting for their bird to come back. The men squat in the dirt, a female bird in one hand. When the racer is close, that's when they call. This is an aerial race, so the finish line is actually four tall posts strung together with red streamers that make a box about 20 feet in the air. A winning bird has to pass through that box and land in its owner's hand. Like a lot of clubs around the world, this is a bro fest, and it feels as much social as sport. We wonder out loud to the men, is this your passion, your true love? No, it's just a hobby, they all say. It's a way to pass long weekend hours together, laughing, smoking, waiting to train your bird. But they're pigeons, the pigeons they clearly love. It is an intimate business, feeding each bird little cups of water after a race, spraying down their feet like a trainer in a boxer's corner. Some men even decoratively dye their birds' wings. And of course, they give them fabulous names, like Jack Black.
Jack Black.
Jack Black.
Jack Black. He is a special bird, a big winner. Someone offered 20 million rupiah, almost $1,500 for him.
Yeah.
His owner wasn't selling. Maybe if they have babies, he says. Maybe the babies I could sell. Before these racers go long distances, they have to learn to jump from one handler to another. It's like a game of catch, but with pigeons. It looks kind of easy, so we let our intrepid host try his hand.
Okay, he's putting the pigeon in my hand. I'm holding the pigeon. I can hear, I'm waving my hand up and down to attract the male.
Down, down.
Okay, it's flapping its wings.
Like this.
Wow. Oh, and here comes the male landing right on top of the pigeon. I now have two pigeons in my hand, and that's how it works.
The next day, Sunday, is a race day. More smoking, joking, hanging out, waiting for your turn to race. There is a winnowing, of course. Beat a first opponent, then a second. Eventually, you'll be in the finals, squatting in the dirt, calling your favorite bird out of the Javan sky. Matt Ozug, NPR News.